BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily. Includes Greg James playing Real or No Real. We discuss what the right thing to do is when having a wee next to a famous. And there's another Who game. It's me and Chris versus you, the Radio 1 listeners.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, here I am. If you can hear some relief in my voice today, that's because I don't have any abseils off tall buildings looming.
Well done with that, Scott.
Oh, my word.
Because it really did look very high, the orbit that you abseiled off.
So on Friday night's Children Need, I did do this abseil that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks after being set the challenge by Sir Terry Wogan. Couldn't really turn it down. And it happened on Friday night. Do you know, obviously, I wasn't on the show on Friday. You and Matt were on.
Mm.
I was there hours just waiting and waiting and waiting because they had to wait for the winds to die down. And then as soon as I started abseiling, the winds got back up
yeah,
again.
Yeah, that's the thing you kept saying as well. It's so windy.
And afterwards, they were like, we wouldn't have done that abseil normally today. It's only because it was Children Need we had to do it.
Yeah.
But it was too windy. I was like, excellent. I'm glad that you told me now that I'm down on the ground.
Yeah, it would have been a shame if you backed out. And the thing is, they lit it up all really well. It all looked so exciting when you were going down. And then what was the worst bit? Was it was it what you'd imagine, just as you kind of leaned backwards?
Off the edge. And that reassuring lady, as I went over the edge, going, okay, if you just lock your knees for me. And then you can hear, I've watched it back again today. She's like, and I go, what do you mean lock your knees?
Do you know what I found really impressive, though? There weren't as many noises as I expected you to make.
Oh, here we go.
I've got hold of some of them. Do you want to have a listen?
Not really, but I will.
This is the main one.
Oh.
Good luck.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
Genuinely does not like it.
He does not like it. Thanks, Carlton.
It did remind me slightly, though, of Paul Burrell from when he was on.
No, it's not as bad as that. Come on. It's not as bad as Burrell when he put his hand in the tree.
What's it feel like?
Oh, I'm so glad it's done.
Well done, Mills.
Thank you very much. I feel that was an achievement and the scariest thing I've done.
And what's next?
I might have some time off from that now, but thank you if you gave money to Children in Need on Friday night. Raised a load of money. I'm so pleased with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, thank you to the Royal Marines as well. That really helped me out. I couldn't have done that. I literally couldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah, you arguing with Brian was amazing.
Don't be so ridiculous, Brian. Just enjoy it.
Stop it, Brian.
Brian! That's track of the day, Pia Mia. Do you know what we've not done for a while?
What?
Done our gym exercises in the studio.
No, we haven't.
Right, and I'll tell you what's going to be our thinspiration today. Have you seen the pictures of Justin Bieber in the gym?
No. Right, is he on point?
Yes.
On form?
Gym goals.
Gym goals.
We need to start this again, please. Here's Bieber, sorry. You gotta go and get angry at all. Hi, Julia, who says, when you introduced this song, it really sounded like you were apologising for playing it. This is Bieber, sorry.
Have you seen that there's a gym in Sweden that plays Justin Bieber songs as punishment if gym goers don't tidy up after themselves?
Oh, right, they hate that, and it's fair enough. If you, like, leave your dumbbells everywhere, it's just a mess for everyone else.
Apparently they normally play rock, and apparently it's actually working this as a punishment.
So, like, what do you mean comes on if you're a mess in the gym?
Yeah, if they leave a mess, Justin Bieber gets played.
Oh, wow. Do you know who was saying sorry a lot yesterday? Ollie Mers.
Oh,
I felt so sorry for him.
Incredible.
What? It's just live TV, loads of pressure. Bless Ollie. I hope he's all right today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so I did this on the show last Tuesday instead of Innuendo Bingo because you were off.
Mm.
And people... I don't know why, but people seem to love it.
Why do people like this game so much?
I don't know, but I wanted to include you in it today because we can team up on this.
All right.
So it was really popular, and it's called the Who Game. But we found a new way of doing it, and that's just going around the whole UK and speaking to loads of callers, and then they do a Who. It's really silly. So you find an item or a person or an act that hasn't been heard of or done for a while, you say it, and then do a massive Who! For example... Tripping over your shoelaces. Come on, when's the last time anyone did that?
Or Etch-a-Sketch.
So what we're going to do is we're going to line up some callers in a minute, and then you and me will be a team, okay? And we'll take on all the callers on today's Who game. Perfect for a Monday afternoon, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I think this is ideal for a Monday afternoon. It's another game of Who? Chris missed out last week and he's ready to play with all the callers.
I'm so up for this group session. It's very exciting.
So we're teaming up today. It's you and me as a team, okay?
Okay.
Against everyone that is on the line. Are we ready? Let's play the Who game. Okay, let's start, Chris. Shall I go first?
You to serve.
Okay. Feet up Friday. Hey! Line one, Joe from Chelmsford, yes.
Floppy disks. Hello.
Is that the original Joe from the Who game?
I think that's the king of the Who game, isn't it? Joe himself.
It may well be the Who himself.
Chris.
Blazing squad.
Hello. Line two, hello.
Hello.
Who's that, please?
This is Mark from Kent.
Yes, Mark?
Shell suits. Who?
You who like our boss does.
Mm-hmm. The Millennium Bug.
Yes.
Line three, hello, who's that?
Aaron in Ipswich.
Aaron in Ipswich, what are you saying?
My nan offered to darn my socks the other day.
Darning socks is definitely one.
Von Dutch caps.
Hello. Line four, hello.
Hiya.
Hiya, who's that?
Pollyanna.
Where are you?
Huddersfield.
Go for it.
Bubbles the monkey.
Is that off of Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Bubbles the monkey. Wow.
Oh, retro. The TV programme Miami 7, featuring S Club 7. Line 5, who are you?
Hello, it's Ryan from Wigan.
Ryan from Wigan, go!
Keegan and Kel. Who loves orange soda? Tell them.
He did the catchphrase after as well. Do you remember? Who loves orange soda?
Tell us.
That's, I heard that's coming back. Anyway, look, that's another discussion.
Please don't.
My go, is it, Scott?
It is.
Right, ready. Fun facts.
Hello!
Remember them?
Yes. Line six, hello.
Hi, Paddy, it's Scott in Bournemouth.
It's not, though. Who are you?
Paddy in Bournemouth.
Right, good. What's your one?
Stretch Armstrong.
Good.
Retro toy ones are my favourite.
Wearing a watch around your ankle, like Joey Essex did for a while. What an idiot. Line seven, yes?
It's James off of Milton Keynes.
Hi there.
Hi. Writing boobies on a graphing calculator.
Classic. Best one yet. Boobies, do you remember that? Upside down?
Yeah. 58008, boobs.
Well, we've been round all the callers once and no one seems like they are flagging yet, do they?
No, they're good who's.
Yeah, I've still got more.
I've got a couple more in me as well. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. For some people, this is the highlight of their week. It's the Who game on Radio 1, where you take something that's a little bit from the past, a little bit retro, and just go, hello, afterwards. TV programmes and old toys are featuring quite prominently today. Let's go around the callers again and see what they've got. Okay, Chris, you to start this time.
Okay. Kitty Brooknell. She angers me.
That one off X Factor.
Yeah. Oof.
Joe from Chelmsford.
Louis Walsh.
Julissa Constantinopoulos. Hey! If we're going for X Factor. Mark and Kent.
£1 notes.
Oh, dear.
Going back there.
Oh, my go. Sorry.
Hello. Hello.
Polly Pockets. Hello.
Aaron in Ipswich.
Scott Scott Mills' personal best friend, Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah. I did that TV show with her, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Where she was trying to find her best friend.
Yeah, that was amazing, because it was like when you go to judges' houses on X Factor. You were the consultant. Mm. You were the expert with her, trying to choose the best friend.
You know, she did that show around the world. She did it in America. I think she did one in Dubai as well, and here. Do you think she's best friends with any of the people that became her best friend on the show?
It would be amazing to speak to the best friend, see how it all went.
See how it's still going. Asking for directions. Hey!
That's a weird one. Is that allowed?
Why?
Asking for directions?
It is.
Because you don't do it anymore,
look
do
on
you?
Your phone.
Yeah, true.
Pollyanna in Huddersfield.
Leon Jackson. Who?
Leon Jackson. X-Factor winner. X-Factor, of course.
Your X-Factor winner, everybody.
What? He won it.
Yeah, he did. He win it, yeah. Oof. Yeah. Chris.
Oh, I'm starting to run out. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go for... Healy's. Oh!
Ryan from Wigan.
Nikki Graham. Oh, is she?
Good one.
Yes, good one.
Very good one. Who is she?
Okay. Taking a film to be developed.
Can you even do that anymore?
Yeah.
Have you tried?
I didn't try, I just saw it. Paddy from Bournemouth.
One from your show back in the day. What are those kids and old people on about?
You're starting to hoo my old features now.
Oh, no, I'm feeling the stress. I can't deal with this.
5 seconds.
Okay. Oh, there's one on the tip of my tongue.
No. Oh, no!
Oh, I'm never good at this game.
Once again, the callers win. Well done to everyone that played the Who game with us today. Joe, Mark, Aaron, Pollyanna, Ryan, Paddy and James. Thanks, everyone.
Ooh,
it's
going straight in my basket.
Okay, bye.
It's weird when there's loads of them.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, yeah, we said Ben Hay now on Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. He's not done it before.
He hasn't, no. It'll be his debut.
His debut. Matt Edmondson, who you normally hear on the show when I'm off, tomorrow at 1:45. Matt's not played for a little while, I don't think. So I'm looking forward to it.
I think you're right. Actually, I don't remember ever playing Matt. I mean, he must have played it before.
He has done it before. Are they all melding into one now?
No, it's... Well, actually, do you know what? I've
a
got
little
to
bit.
Say, bingo guests recently, they've been good, haven't they?
Incredible. But
we've had a lot of people playing that game.
I mean, it's been like, yeah, it's been like revolving door of guests. So Ben Hay now, Thursday, 1:45. Matt Edmondson, 1:45. Tomorrow...
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Everyone thinks Justin Bieber's a genius again, everyone. He's released 13 music videos for his album Purpose, so every single track has got a video. Remember when Beyoncé released that album a couple of years ago with music videos for each one? The thing is, she was in all of these. Justin's only in two of the ones from Purpose.
That doesn't count.
I know. Just, you could put anything out. Some people are concerned about Harry Styles. He just went a bit quiet on X Factor last night. Not that he was really given a chance to speak. But then also on Extra Factor, didn't really take part much in the chat with Rochelle and Melvin afterwards. And at one point even put his head in his hands.
Yeah, and he just looked a bit spacey.
Yeah, just looked a bit fed up. And also, Ollie Mers. Sorry. Sorry, sorry, Simon.
Sorry, everyone.
Oh, I feel really sorry for him today after revealing that Monica was going home. Just miscounted the vote.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
Mel C, Ed in Brighton says, that awkward moment when you're on the bus playing Scott Mills on Radio 1 so loud that you don't realise the bus has filled up and people have been trying to get you to move your bag so they can get the last seat. The looks I'm getting right now are bad. Just so engrossed in the music on Radio 1 today that I didn't realise. You know when you suddenly look around and you're like, oh... Oh, it's really busy now.
And he probably looked really, really rude because of it as well.
Yeah. Just had his headphones in, just in the zone. Megan in Huddersfield wants a shout out. Hello. Don't really do those, but she says, can you say hi and good luck to Huddersfield New College? Hi and good luck to Huddersfield New College. A lot of people are sitting at college and school today.
I always like it when people are sneaky listening.
Yeah. If you're sneaky listening at the moment, maybe in class, maybe you're in art. It seems to be a lot happening in art classes.
Well, no, sometimes you're on Loud and Proud in art classes because the art lessons go on for so long.
And you've got, like, the cool art teacher that's like, hey, guys, let's put Radio 1 on today, yeah?
Just be creative, relax.
While we paint, just put Radio 1 on, yeah?
The sneaky listeners are the best, I think, because I reckon it makes the show even more exciting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it feels a bit more naughty.
So if you are listening in secret at the moment, let us know on 81199, maybe just on headphones really low level at work because you're not allowed the Radio 1 in the office.
Yeah, or doing that thing where you sort of hide it, like put the cord going up your jumper and then just look like you're leaning on your hand. That's what I used to do when I was in class.
Also, Reese in Clapham has been on saying, did you see I'm a Celebrity last night? So much innuendo bingo material. Yep, I was actually watching it with my innuendo bingo ears on. You know when you watch TV in a different way and you're like, what, that's going on? So there was something that Brian Friedman, he's on it, Brian Friedman said in the helicopter on the way to the jungle, which I think will be excellent for bingo later on this week.
Is it good? Is it the same same situation as before?
The good thing is they haven't messed with the format.
Okay. Yeah, well.
It's exactly the same. And actually, Ant and Dec even made a joke about that last night. They're like, well, you should see what they've done with the place. It looks completely different. But they haven't. But that's good because everyone's trying to, well, some people are trying to tweak their format at the moment and it's not really working for them.
Yeah.
So I think more of the same. There are three trials in the beginning episode last night and the production values have gone up somewhat. There's people like flying in the air. It was a bit like when you did that Inuit Bingo with Grimmy. People suspended in glass boxes.
I saw a show about how it's changed, and actually the trials in the very first one were pathetic.
Were they? What were they?
It was like being on the back of a bucking bronco. It was that kind of thing, but in the middle of the jungle.
Yeah.
And at the time, they were all going, oh, this is the worst thing ever. This is such a trial.
And it looks quite lame now.
Yeah, and they were just, I don't know, pillow fighting. It was rubbish.
Yeah, they've definitely upped it. And they've already introduced an eating challenge, which is tonight. And that's quite early on in the series. Like episode 2, just get them to eat kangaroo, whatever. Yeah. Things you missed because you didn't see it. Susanna, off of Trinity Susanna, getting denied a high five by a bloke called Tony Hadley, who used to be in Lacey's pop grand called Spandau Ballet.
Okay.
And Chris Eubank reminding everybody every 5 minutes that he used to fight for a living.
Okay.
I used to fight for a living. Oh, and Duncan Ballantyne really not taking part in anything at all.
Who's on it that's young then?
Georgie Porter.
Okay, yeah, I remember her, Hollyoaks.
And George off of Union J. Yes. Right. What an attractive couple they are. And also, my new favourite person, somebody called Lady C. It's a lady called Colin. I know, look her up.
Right.
Lady Colin. I Googled her last night. She's one of those people that they say is a socialite.
Oh, Colin.
You've never seen her before in your life. But after last night's episode is going to be my absolute favourite thing. Lady Colin, have a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's so many people secretly listening to us right now. We should, like, this is something we should do every now and again. Just shout out the secret listeners. Mm. I don't know there's much more we can do rather than mention them because they're not going to answer the phone if we ring them, are they? Because it's secret.
But some of the ones that are being so secret obviously can't have their phones out as well to be able to text in. But there's one text here that just says, maths test.
That's all they could get away with before they got spotted. Henry in Leicester, I'm sneaky listening in maths. It's doing my head in. Lauren in Lincoln, listening in secret in my biochemistry lecture because I gave up about 3 hours ago. Lee in Scotland, I'm in a factory, I can't say which. I've got ear defenders on with headphones hidden inside. Phone tucked under the head strap. That is stealth.
This is good. I'm listening while doing history coursework, facing the corner of the room with my back to the teacher. That's Ben and Devon.
Don't say the school.
Oh, won't say
no,
what school.
Devon's fine. Don't say that it's that school.
I thought I said too much with his name. Well, it might not be his real name.
But there's a lot of Bens and Devon. It's all good. Martin in Birmingham. I'm listening with earphones that look like earplugs because we're not allowed. My boss hates my headphones, so I'm listening to Radio 1 secretly. I've got my earphones under my jacket and hoodie.
Yes, that's what I used to do.
Zach, in undisclosed location, listening in the office with my headphones on, told my boss I'm watching health and safety videos. Muted them. Jordan in Bedfordshire, sneaky listening all the way. Charlotte's on. And also someone saying, I will not disclose my place of work because it's a secret. And that's Ruth from Chester. Mm.
But that's got me thinking now. Do you know what I mean? Secret job.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm intrigued.
There's loads of them that I'm like, well, what's your job then? I'm sneaky listening to you while I'm at work. Headphones under shirt and under ear defenders. Adam in Bridgewater. A lot of people are using the ear defenders.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love these stealth messages. I'm now sitting directly in front of teacher, hiding behind the computer. I keep getting the eye from her. It's awkward. She knows I'm up to something. Having to refrain from dancing to Taylor Swift in maths. Praise the girl opposite me for lending me her earphones. There's so many of them. Secretly listening in English, that's Lauren. This is a bit like the Fern Cotton Secret Listeners Club that she used to do, do you remember?
Yeah.
No. Not Fern.
Are you hooing Fern?
No, I'm hooing the Secret Listeners Club. I actually texted Fern earlier today. She congratulated me on the episode and asked me why I did it.
What, and you texted back her?
I know, I said, no, I didn't. I said, cause children in need.
You would never hoo her to her face, that's the thing.
I wouldn't hoo her generally, she's a ledge. She's on. Did you see her on telly on Friday?
Yeah,
she looked good, didn't she? Yeah. Joey in Dorset is at work listening. Also, sneaky listening, but the office is pretty much empty, so don't know why I'm sneaky listening. But I am secretly dancing at my desk to Swifty. 99% sure all of the students can see me out of the window.
I want to see people sneakily listening when Innuendo Bingo's on. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, how does that work?
Now we've got to stifle a laugh.
Yes, that's what someone says, especially challenging when it's Innuendo Bingo. If you're going to be secretly listening tomorrow during bingo, text us 81199 and try and do like a sneaky selfie as well.
We're asking a lot. It's meant to be sneaky, sneaky.
I know. But if you can, you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kate in Lancashire always coughs or sneezes to cover up any laughing at any other bingo because the boss now thinks that she's permanently ill.
That's brilliant.
That's a great one. Teacher Matt is trying to hide it from the students that he's listening. You're a teacher.
I really want to get a sneaky listener on the phone. Like, although we can't do it because they're obviously having to be sneaky.
Yeah.
At the same time, the game's going on that we can keep referring to.
Lorna and Cassia from Bolton, nailing the Fallout Boy harmonies in maths right now. Looking forward to our reports in 2 weeks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Adam.
Adam, what's occurring in your life today, Adam?
So basically, a few weeks ago, I had a bit of a situation and I thought you might be able to give me some advice on it.
Right, well, the situation's happened, so how can I give advice?
Well, I was in a toilet and Niall Horan was there having a wee. And obviously, you're around celebrities all the time, so I just wondered, what would you do if you were in that kind of awkward situation?
Oh, OK, right. So you were in the loo and you're having a wee, what, right next to Niall off of One Direction?
Well, I walked in and he was at the urinal, so I didn't really know whether to go and stand next to him or not, but I did.
Did you have to do that thing where you spend a couple of seconds working out whether you should head to the cubicle or go straight to the urinal and talk to that person?
Yeah, but I made the decision quickly. Yeah.
I always do that here. The toilet's here, because if you see someone at the urinal at the last second, and it's someone you know that you're going to end up having a conversation with, but you don't want to have a conversation with.
Straight in the cubicle.
You've got to almost divert straight away, though.
And it's a split-second decision, isn't it? You really have to go on your instinct there.
Why are you after advice then? I mean, the incident's happened. Do you feel you disgraced yourself?
Well, this is the first time I've ever been in that situation, really. So I just wanted to know what would happen in the future. What should I do?
Okay, well, I need to know how you acted.
I think I was quite cool. I went to the urinal. I had my wee next to him. I actually finished first, so then I went outside the toilet. But then I did something that wasn't very cool, and I asked him for a photo outside of the toilet.
Okay, and what did he say?
He was quite nice about it. I mean, he had the photo, and then he kind of moved on. But there was that awkward moment where we both looked at each other as if to say, yeah, we've just had a wee right next to each other.
Okay, and were there any, like, security there with him, or...?
No, just him.
Just him.
I think that's the funny thing about seeing a famous person in the toilet, because it does happen here every now and then. I've had a wee next to David Guetta and Daniel Radcliffe, respectively.
Mm. And I famously used the cubicle before Katy Perry, the unisex one. And that didn't go well for her, probably, after.
But I think the strange thing about the toilet situation is suddenly that person doesn't have an entourage, doesn't have all the staff surrounding them.
They're quite exposed.
Just them on their own. You know, and they're stuck in one position as well.
Yeah, they can't really move too far away, can they?
No.
Well,
how are you meant to act? Because when I was next to David Guetta, I just struck up a conversation.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Of course I did.
I would say always remain silent. What did you say to Guetta?
I can't remember. I was just talking about the day, the weather, that kind of thing. You've got to talk to them.
So, Adam, you waited until you'd left the toilet to speak to Niall.
Yeah, I thought it would be a bit too awkward in the actual toilet situation to speak to him then, so no, I waited till we were outside.
Yeah, but you were silent during the wee.
Yeah.
I think you've done exactly the right thing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. If you start to talk to them during the wee, I think that's a bit odd, because then they'll panic because they can't go anywhere.
Get this for a curveball, though. Do you remember that time that I was having a wee and I was talking to someone, I couldn't see them, and they came round from outside the cubicle because we were talking about cricket. So they left the cubicle, came out, both washing our hands together at the same time. I was talking to Hugh Grant.
Yes.
He was talking to me.
About cricket.
Yeah.
But you hadn't seen his face. You were just involved in the conversation.
I didn't know. I mean, the rules are different when it's the famous talking to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is different.
Yeah, I think let them talk first. If not, then remain silent. But then once you're out of the toilet, you can ask for a selfie.
Okay, good. I did everything right.
Yeah, you did exactly right. You stuck to everything there.
Cool.
I mean, when people come up to you, Scott, in the toilet, and they say, oh, Scott Mills, that must happen, right?
Sometimes.
And what do? I mean, you love it when people ask for a photo. Mm. You're always good in that situation, aren't
you?
And in the toilet, probably the same. You wouldn't be a diva in the toilet, would you?
Absolutely not. No, I've had many a photo taken in the toilet. Often at a student union. Often against the hand dryers.
Yes.
The photo.
Yeah.
All right, good to speak to you, Adam. You did well.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yeah, he's gone. Do you find it increasingly weird the things that people ring up to talk to us about?
I like that it's almost like you've helped him out there with that advice. Like, genuinely, it's been bothering him for a while.
Oh, good. Thanks, Scott. I did the right thing. Brilliant. Bye.
Mm.
He feels a lot better now. He can go about his day.
But it's that kind of service which I really like that this show offers.
No, I mean, I want more of it. I really enjoy it when people just ring up and ask for weird advice like that. I love it. The Scott Mills Daily. I want it all day long. What you got with that dessert? Yep, that's Darwin and Salento on BBC Radio 1 with dessert.
That's, hi everybody. That's Whip Nene guy.
Yeah, Salento,
watch
yeah.
Whip Nene.
Yeah. So that's had, I mean, I'm saying it's nearly 50 million views and all the Shazams.
I love stuff like that.
It's Dessert by Darwin Salento. Obviously, you know it's going to be big in Europe. Are we saying big things here?
Well, probably. Is there a dance like Whip Nene?
That's like what it needs.
Like spooning a dessert.
It needs to be a spooning.
Spooning
action.
Maybe it's spooning each other a dessert.
Oh. Hello, Greg James.
With a big spoon. Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Nice to see you all sober.
Yeah, you. You too. What? John Newman's on today, right? Doing a bit of Star Caller.
John Newman's Star Caller today. Also, the official chart update as well. Can Adele make it? Well, if it's Friday, if she's number one next Friday, it'll be 4 weeks at number one.
I'm saying yes, she can.
I'm saying no.
Big tracks, though. The Bieber track was really close behind. There's loads of big stuff out this week as well.
I did enjoy it when you had to pretend that she wouldn't be number one for a second week.
I know. The first week, well, the second week, people thought, well, maybe, because Bieber's that track, Sorry, is so huge. But especially the first week, I had to do a whole 2 hours of chart pretending like it wouldn't happen.
Who's going to be number one, Adele?
I wonder who it'll be today.
When does that Wretch 3-2 song come out? You know, his new one. That's a random one. That's my favourite song at the moment.
Is it?
It's good,
yeah, I love that.
It's really good.
I can't get into Sorry by Bieber. I can't.
Really?
I can't get into
it. My favourite one.
Is it?
That's my favourite song he's ever done.
Is it?
I think it's brilliant.
I'm expecting it to hit me any day and I'll be like, okay, I get it.
But how strange is it that Greg's that passionate about it? Because Will, who works on the show here, because we were saying between us, it's like, nah, it's not really for us.
No.
Will works here, it's like, no, this is my jam. This is what I'm playing in the gym.
I reckon it's going to hit me, but I it's quite late because generally I would like it by now. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I thought you were going to say that before you said about Bieber, you were going to go, I just wanted to say that I'm actually not that into the chart, Greg.
I'm over it. Here's today's Real or No Real.
X Factor judge Simon Cowell has spent £2,000 to have a bath.
Now, famously, Simon Cowell does love a bath and has one every single day. That's true.
What? Hang on. What's the story? I think you've been to his house, haven't you?
I haven't been. No, I haven't been to his house.
Someone here, maybe Grimmy was
Grimmy's
talking
definitely
about,
been to his house.
About the colour of his toilet roll.
Oh, yes,
black.
We know about that.
Yeah, true.
Was it you?
Yeah, I think I told you that, yeah.
I love that. Where do you get it from?
Also in his office. Just Google it.
Where do you get it from?
Maybe I have Googled that before.
Have you?
Just to see what it's like and where you can get it. I mean, obviously I know what it's like, but yeah.
Is it engraved with gold leaf?
No.
No?
Just black.
Strange.
I think it's a bit weird. Anyway.
It's really weird. I find pink or blue slightly weird, to be honest.
I mean, don't deviate off the off the white or the cream is what I'm saying.
Who's still buying blue toilet paper?
Blue toilet paper,
But people still, like, that's still a thing, right?
Hey, I mean, I saw it today with my own eyes in the supermarket, Greg, but I thought, I mean, you don't go and buy it, do you?
Also, it's quite weird to have a little dog on it, on the white one.
Isn't that, that's for grand, though.
No, but they have little mini puppies on it. I'm like, I don't want to...
Oh, yeah. Don't put a pattern on it, please.
Feels a bit insulting to
on
me.
A kitchen towel, I'm fine with the pattern. Not on a toilet roll.
I think what would be a huge seller is if they had pictures of celebrities on
toilet
paper.
Agreed. Personalised toilet paper.
Oh, today I'm wiping myself with Amanda Holden. Mm. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, whoever. Absolutely.
Whoever. I mean, not just Amanda. I mean, you could have a whole range of Britain's Got Talent style.
No, but literally anyone, Greg. Yeah. You don't need to name every
sorry, no, you could have anyone.
You literally have any celebrity.
Yeah. I'm wiping on Stavros Flatley. Okay, so $2,000, Simon Cowell on a bath. To be honest, though, for him, that's like going into a train station and giving 20p to have a wee for him.
Yeah, it is.
Who's charging him for this?
I reckon what it is he's done one of those classy magazine photo shoots. You know, the ones where you're completely naked, but he's having a bath full of cash. Right? So it's a normal bath, but it's got £2,000 worth of cash. Would that cover the bath enough, or is he doing that in penny coins?
Yeah. If it's in pennies. I'd like £2,000 in pennies, please.
In two bobs.
Two bobs. Okay, I think it's probably real.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? If you had that sort of money, you might as well.
I think it's... I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
It is real. So baths are part of Simon's daily routine. It's reported that Simon had paid $2,000 to check into a luxury hotel suite where he could have a bath because his boiler broke.
Wow.
Yes.
Because he can.
So he just did it because he had nowhere to have a bath.
Yeah, so he's like, darling, my water at home's cold, so I'm checking into this suite. $2,000 to have a bath.
Wow.
And next.
During their forthcoming hiatus, the members of One Direction plan on staying in touch using their parents' landlines.
Oh, that'd be nice. Because I know, I've read that Niall's not been home for over a year back to Ireland. So I imagine that they're all going to spend a bit of time with their mums and dads and family because they don't see him that often or hardly at all for the last 5 years. So a bit of catch-up time. And instead of using expensive mobile phones... they'll be using their parents' landlines to communicate.
It is interesting because when we did the live lounge last week and I did talk to Niall, like the small talk was like, oh, where are you living at the moment? He went, I'm not.
No.
Because we're on tour the whole time.
Yeah.
So he needs to actually sort out a life now for a bit.
I spoke to a roadie who's on tour with them for something I was doing and I was like, oh, same thing. I was like, where do you live? He's like, I don't. Like, what do you mean? No, because I've been on tour with One Direction for pretty much the last 5 years. So I don't have a house. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you don't rent a house or bought a house. No, because what I'll do is I'll just stay in a hotel when they're not on tour, but they're so often on tour that I don't need to actually rent
Ridiculous.
Or buy. Because you wouldn't. Because you're always on tour.
That's... So now they need to go and do life. They need to have a life for a bit now.
Yeah, and get a house.
Okay.
So the theory is here they're going to go stay at their parents' house. Now that this tour's over, and they've therefore used their landline phone.
Yeah. Hopefully they've got friends and family deals.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, there's a good friends and family deal.
I think if they wanted to stay in touch, they could find other ways of staying in touch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And won't it be free after 6 p.m? Hey! And at weekends. Real or no real?
This is probably, I think they need to keep their feet on the ground. I would say... They're going back to basics. This is real.
Have you got a home phone, Greg?
I haven't.
No. Have you, Chris?
No.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You either know or you don't.
Well, no, here's what it is.
Is there a handset in your house?
I had this argument with a guy on the phone when I was sorting internet for my place recently, in that I had to pay for a landline phone.
Well, because you need a landline.
For the internet, right?
You need the line.
And I was saying to them, but I don't need a landline phone, so why am I doing this?
Yeah, but you need a line for the internet.
This is what he kept saying. I kept having this same argument over and over again.
What's there to understand?
What part of this
why
don't you
do
understand?
I need a landline? I'm not plugging a phone into
No,
it.
But you don't. You need the line.
But you're plugging a modem into it.
I don't need the line.
You do need the line.
Unless you're stealing it off the next door neighbour, which we don't condone.
No. You need to have the line still.
Can I not just have the internet without a landline phone?
No.
How does it get in?
Because then, when he started saying to me, well, there's things in the pavement which are
no,
all over the place.
You don't need a handset, babe. You don't need to, like, use the phone.
But this is what I'm saying.
Still need the line.
So, what I'm saying is, I do think I've got a landline, but I just haven't plugged a phone into it. That's wherever it is.
No, no, right. No, no, no. We're saying, do you have a handset in the line?
Oh no!
But,
no,
you, but can that. I? Do you have broadband internet in your house?
I've got internet.
Right. Okay.
I haven't got a. I wouldn't be able to say if you said
oh,
I'd like
heaven.
To contact
what part
you.
What of this are you not getting?
I'm the signal's quite bad. I'd like to contact you on your landline phone. I couldn't tell you. Oh, that's fine, Greg. My number's
We should try it for a week. We should speak to each other.
Should we all plug in a landline phone?
Yeah.
Like, let's do it tonight. Oh, I haven't got one. Let's buy one. They're very cheap.
Let's buy a little £5 handset.
Yeah. Hello?
I want to buy a burger one.
Yeah, I used to have one of those.
They were good.
Yeah. Real or no real, One Direction staying in touch using their parents' landlines. Greg?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
It is no real, but sensationally, and I loved this, in the interview this morning with Grimmy, they revealed that they do not have each other's mobile numbers.
That, I mean, that blows my mind.
So that just shows you how much they speak when they're not with each other.
But they're always with each other.
That's true, actually.
So now they need to get a WhatsApp group sorted.
Has no one ever gone, Harry, what's your name at mobile unless I need to, like, you know, text you tonight? But maybe they need to swap them at some point.
Maybe they've left it so late it's just awkward. Yeah, that
happens. Maybe they don't all know each other's names. Like, things like that.
It's like, it's been 5 years, I can't ask for Louis' number now.
I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? Do they all follow each other on Twitter?
Don't
they
know.
Must do, right?
But like, they just talk when they're with each other. And then when they're not in One Direction, or not with One Direction, they don't think about One Direction. I think that's fine. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 20. Greg got 10.
Yes.
We need to make sure they do have each other's numbers now so they can organise a comeback. Because otherwise it's going to be a nightmare.
How's that going to work? Because no one's going to have each other's numbers. They won't ever be able to have a comeback.
So make sure. So maybe next time someone goes to a One Direction gig, hold up a sign that just says, remember, please swap numbers at the end.
That's your lot for Monday. Join us tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.